Port Adelaide, O Wines, 2 votes. Port Adelaide, T Boak, 3 votes. And I declare the winner of the 2021 Brownlow Medal is Ollie Wines of the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Incredibly honoured to win this award. I see it as more than an individual award, it's a team award, and from our playing group to our coaches to our football staff, upstairs in our building to our administration staff, everyone. Your work on and off the field goes definitely doesn't go unnoticed, and everyone's so integral to winning us a premiership. We're as hungry as ever to get.
And at the moment last night, Ollie Wines was crowned the best player in the land from the CEO of the AFL, Gil McLachlan. Then a bit of feedback from his speech as well, putting it all on his teammates, effectively, even though that we know he's the main man in town. I wonder what life is like in the Wines family, home up at Echuca these days. Jane Wines, Ollie's mum's been good enough to join us on a Monday morning post-Brownlow. Good morning, Jane.
Hello. How are you, boys?
We are terrific. More importantly, Jane, how are you coping after what I'm sure was a dramatic night?
It was. It was. Well, I've firstly thrown my calculator in the bin because I had it down by 2 votes. So I've thrown that out. I knew it had a really good year because as a mum, you kind of know, not that I know much about football, but you know how your boy's going. But he just, I couldn't believe it. He got 2 votes in a game that I didn't think he'd get anything. So there you go. Tony, stop crying. and we've just gone to our local coffee shop and this town is buzzing. It's amazing. There's horns going off at roundabouts and everyone's, you know, just into it. It's so good. So good for the town and Ollie's given a lot of people a lot of enjoyment. Don't you worry about that.
Mrs. Wines, Jimmy Bartel here. Congratulations to your son and all your family. Was there, when you sat down for the night, was there a little reward for yourself and your husband, your family, every time he got a vote? Because it could have been a very difficult night by the end of it if he's polled 36 votes.
I know. Jimmy, I am Team Jimmy. I think the world of you. Because I know you've got a beautiful mum too. And so you know, Ollie, it wasn't that. Look, I had to Google Brownlow. I know the Brownlow, but I thought, what actually does it come from? And it originally was the fairest and the best. So when the votes were being read, Jimmy, I thought, he's doing well and he's the fairest player out there. There's a lot of best players. But I was very calm. I just thought he's had a great year. What will be. But his father was quite the opposite. He was jumping around like a crackerjack. But he plays footy. He knows what these kind of things mean. And but as Ollie said, Jimmy, it is a team medal, really. It's who's around him. Although a few times I saw him when Boakey was taking votes off him, he would look at Boakey and go, ah.
Jane.
So there's some real, yes.
Firstly, congratulations on raising such a humble young man. His speech last night and the way he spoke about his family and his teammates was simply amazing. But I think it's also seeing, I saw a vision of your daughter and her reaction to it and what it means to the rest of the people. And you speak about being in Echuca now. It's not a small town anymore. It's quite a big town, but it's how, is that why Ollie is so humble? Because of his upbringing and what he's experienced? He spoke about, you know, going with Tony and Tony would grab a six pack and he'd get a bit of pork crackle on the way home. Just those little things. Is that make Ollie the person that he is?
Totally. It's country life. He's a big country. He's just a country boy. And I could tell he was really comfortable up there on that stage. When they brought the drinks out, he didn't go for the champagne. He's not a champagne. He went straight for the beer. And I thought, good on you, Ollie. He's just stuck to where he's been brought up. He is humble. He knows that you've got to work hard. And he is. I said on my Channel 7 words, he's got a heart as big as Farlap. And that's what drives, you know, that keeps him going. He's got a great work ethic and country life. And that's why Port Adelaide has been the best club in the end for him, because it's a big country town, Adelaide.
Jane, I'm so pleased that we can speak to you, because you're kind of famous, because we love listening to the Coulda Beans and to sort of hear the stories that you've told through the Coulda Beans on a Saturday morning about Ollie growing up and your role in it all. It's pretty special we can speak to you the day after your son's won the Brownlow. So I want you to sort of share with us a little bit about, you talk about a heart the size of Farlap, almost breaking when he was drafted to Port Adelaide, and and the complexities around that. I know you're from obviously country Victoria, but to move into state, how difficult was that for you and for Ollie?
Well, it was only difficult for us. We knew he would get through it, but it was, he imagined life in Melbourne, travelling to Echuca most weekends, water skiing, which he's not now. he visioned that was it. Life wouldn't really change. So when Port Adelaide picked him, oh, honestly, you've never seen any, the faces on his father, and look, they have been brilliant. They knew that he would be homesick, not homesick, but just thinking, this is not what I thought I'd be, where I'd be. So he's had to work really hard. The club have just embraced him. They've wrapped their arms around him. They've pushed him. But a lot of the boys in the end were from Victoria. He's got the best mates over there. And it has been really the first two or three years just adjusting to life away. As I said, he was just turned 17. So he was a young one. I don't think he was shaving, I told someone. I don't know if he was shaving then. But it's been big. But now, he has just taken it on. He wouldn't be anywhere else. And you know what football's like? It's ups and downs, highs and lows, injuries. He had 2 years of really bad shoulders and broken bones. But he's pulled through. And a few of his best mates got moved to other clubs. So I could see that he just had to get through it, and the club's been magnificent to us and everyone. It was a shame we couldn't be with him or see him last night, and his two sisters, and that was his brother going nuts in North Melbourne. They were just... Anyway, the other three have gone to uni, and they've done a lot in their life, as in education. And Ollie's always, this is really funny, Ollie's always, give me my chance. I could beat you all at uni and I can do really well. So last night he just sent this beautiful photo of the Brownlow through to the three of them and said, beat that. He really gave it to
them. It's going to be tough to beat. Jane Wines has joined us on the Breakfast Club on a Monday morning. Mother of Ollie, of course, took out the Brownlow last night. You talked about him going. Did you ever get close to thinking that he might come back? I mean, even as close as last year, there was talk about him leaving the power. Did you ever think you'd get him back?
We told him when he got drafted, he needed something to just pull himself. So I said to him, his father, I'm the bad parent, Tony's the good parent. So I'm the one that has to do all that kind of talking. And I said to him, and he's always known this, you never have to do anything in life that you really don't want to unless it's life-threatening. You know, you've got to do it. So I think he always knew that he had to ride the ups and downs. But there were times, definitely, where we said, if you're not happy, you need to look into it. But I think it was just the fact that he could if he wanted to, but he never really was. I think the captaincy, that really knocked him around. When he was co-captains with Tommy Jonas.
Yep.
And then because the club were going into their big year, they just wanted one number one. And he prides himself on leading. And he's a great leader. So I think that knocked him a little bit. But he got back on the horse. And look at him now. Look at him now. So, he's done really well. We're so, so proud of him.
Well, and so you should be as well. I'm sure somebody else who's pretty proud of him is Liv, his girlfriend at the moment,
Who
we referenced last night and said was one of the main reasons for his success this season. Now, only a mother will know this, the answer to this question, Jane, so I have to ask it. Is she the one?
Yes, I think. I'll say it. Well, she is. To me, they are perfect little match. Not that everything's perfect. I shouldn't say that. She is she's terrific. And he's a happy heart. He's got a happy heart. And I loved how he said that to her. But, you know, he doesn't rush into things, so I think she's a keeper. I think he's a keeper. I put her photo on the fridge, so I'm saying I'm not touching it. Once your mum puts their photos on the fridge...
You can't go back from there.
You can't go back from there. No, look, he's created his own success, and he built it from the roots. You know, he really works hard. So... Ken Hinckley, he rang last night and he said he's got two sons, Jordan and Ollie. And I said, well, better not tell that to all the other boys in your squad.
Hey, Jane, who's had the more impressive year, Ollie or you? Because what a lot of people don't know is that you are a vaccinator. You're Jane the vaccinator.
Why? And
so you've had a very, very busy time yourself.
We've been crazy. Those boys, those could have been, they're flirty, cheeky boys, those guys. They were just gorgeous, and they've nicknamed me Jane, the vaccinator wine. I was actually, to all my colleagues over at the Shepparton Hub, I was actually meant to go to work today, but I said, no, I'm not going. I'm not putting full PPE on. I'm not sitting dishing out 1,000 vaccinations today. Not at all. So, we've been busy. I've done my bit. You know, we're getting this place, this nation back on track, hopefully. So, Everyone, get out there and get vaccinated. It's so easy. It's so simple. And it's so safe and effective.
And if Jane's telling you to do that, you need to do that.
Mum of a Brownlow medalist is saying that. You've got to do it.
Listen. You've got to do that. Before I let you go, what happens today then? If you're not putting on the full PPE and injecting people willy-nilly, do you get a chance to celebrate? What's in store for today for the Wines family?
Well, I don't know how many we can have. We can't have many at the house. I think we'll just sit back and just chill. I had 150 messages. I've never had that before in my life. So... I think we'll just really relax and just enjoy knowing what he's done. We don't really need to do much. So not a lot for us today.
Right.
But I'm sure everywhere we go, I'll have to go to the supermarket. Well, it'll probably take me 6 hours to get out of there.
Well, hopefully you didn't pay for that coffee this morning. Hopefully there was a coffee on the house.
No, she charged me.
What?
She's gorgeous, eh? She's saving for a house, so I wouldn't dare say, hey, how about a cheapie today?
Well, give us her number and we'll sort it out for you. You don't have to do it. Yes. We'll do it.
No, all good. All good here.
All good there. Well, it's all good everywhere in the Wines camp at the moment, with Ollie winning the medal last night and the family enjoying it like you are today. Jane, thank you for your time this morning. Enjoy today. Enjoy getting back to all those messages from last night. I'm sure it's a magnificent time to be the mother of Ollie Wines. Go get them.
Thank you. Bye.
Good stuff.
Bye.
Jane Wines with Ollie's mum from Echuca. And just getting back from
the coffee. Told you she'd be good. How good's that?
She's funny. She's a funny woman. Yeah. It's picked up off the SMS a fair bit, Jim. It was summed up by this one. Mrs. Wines is a cracker.